I was actually not sure what to learn with you guys. I had an idea of learning McGill's Esther, but I think we'll wait till next week when we have more of a full crowd to start that project. So the thoughts coming through my mind are a little bit of Kavana. Kavana. I really, really like that topic. What do I mean by Kavana? So Rav Nevensol has a chiddush in this week's parsha. He says you have to respect your parents. Why? L'man yarichun yamim, so that you'll have lengthy days. Okay? So what is l'man? Should I do the mitzvah in order to live a long life? Like, that's why I should do the mitzvah? What does that mean? So there's an idea that l'man doesn't say that, doesn't mean that's why you should do the mitzvah. Every time, l'man is like a code word. Whenever it says l'man, it means that you have to have specific kavana when you do that mitzvah. For example, the Bach writes this. There are three specific mitzvahs where you have to have kavana when you do the mitzvah. They are tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkis. Okay? How does he know tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkis? Because in each of those, the Torah tells us, leman. Leman yedu dorotechem ki basukah toshavti. Why do we have a sukkah? To remember that God gave us sukkahs in the desert. Why do we wear tefillin? Leman tiyeh torat Hashem b'picha. So that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. Why do you have tzitzis? Leman tizku kol mitzvotai. To remember your mitzvahs. So leman is a code word for kavana. Yep. Don't just do it. Do it with intention. Okay. Obviously, you should always try to do mitzvahs with intention, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah according to the Bach unless you have intention. Okay. So says Rav Nevensol. Perhaps you could also establish, apply that to kibud av. Right. That it's not just good enough to respect your parents and be nice to them. You have to be doing it specifically with kavana. Now, what kavana? So if you ask me, the kavana we should have is, I'm not just, you know, nice to my mom and dad, but the Gemara in Kiddushin says that our parents or mamas are creators. God is our creator, and the other two creators are our mom and dad. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Rav Yosef, whenever he would hear his mom coming, she would say, oh, the Shekhinah is coming. The Shekhinah is coming. And the Gemara in Kiddushin, that same Gemara that we keep quoting, says Rav Huna would like give a piggyback ride to his mom and dad, because it was like the Shekhinah, and like, wow, I'd do anything for my mom and dad. And he would actually, like, he took his hands, and he because his mom lost her shoes, and he was the shoes, right? To that extent, we should go to do kibud av v'em, right? That should be our kavana. It's not just that we want to be nice to them, but mamish, like, they created me, just like God created me, and therefore I'm respecting the Shekhinah. And it's not just a cute word. If you look in the Ten Commandments, kibud av is in which category? Ben adam l'makom or ben adam l'chavera? Makom. Right? It's in the fifth one. It's broken down into five and five. The fifth one is ben adam l'makom, because when I'm doing, or when I'm respecting my parents, I'm obviously also, there's an element of ben adam l'chavera, but also I'm respecting Hashem. Okay? So that's kavana number one, is that when you guys call your parents b'zrat Hashem today, or for the rest of your lives, you'll have many opportunities to respect your parents. Don't just do it to be a nice guy. Do it mamish to be respect, to like being, like do one of the Ten Commandments, to be showing kavod to the Shekhinah. Do it with all these holy intentions. Don't just do it stam, okay, when you make that call. And if obviously it goes without saying, then you'll be more sensitive and you won't call them if you wake them up, and you'll be nicer about it. You'll do kibud av with more love, okay? With that said, I want to take it and extend it even further and say that maybe the Torah requires us to have that kavana with kibud av, but imagine if we had that type of kavana every single time we did a myth, we did an action. Every single thing in our life, if we did it with kavana, think about how transformative that would be. For example, you're walking down the street today and somebody asks you, what's the time? Okay? So you could say 2:30 or whatever. Or you could think to yourself, oh my gosh, I get an opportunity to do the mitzvah, help another Jew to know the time so that he can make the bus and make Shabbos. I mean, you might not want to speak that out and like sing Hini Nimuchan. So if you want, you can do that. But you could just have that idea flash into your head. But the point is that if we do that mitzvah with that kavana in mind, that I'm doing the greatest mitzvah in the Torah, v'haftu l'recha kamocha, it would be a totally different telling him the time experience. Right? Kal v'chomer for something maybe more complicated. I'll give you some examples. My life and other people's life. So I am a door slammer, it turns out. I never thought I was a door slammer, but in my family, we're very, like, not sensitive, I guess. We just, like, close the door. And, like, not on purpose, but, like, sometimes it makes some noise. Now, my wife comes from a family. She's very sensitive. Everyone's very, what's it called? Thoughtful and sensitive. So I may not realize it, but when I close the door to rush out to Minyan in the morning, I may be waking her up, right? Not purposely, but, like, That could happen. Or that could happen with your roommate. Your roommate, you know, like, sleeper. You may be running out to Shacharis or to learn the base manners, but that could, you know what I'm saying? That could be waking them up. So I could just be angry and, like, oh, that jerk, he's so sensitive, I have to be annoyed. Or I could think, wow, as a loving a gesture of kindness, I'm gonna close the door with love. And then I transform that moment of closing the door into a mitzvah moment, simply by closing the door nicely, right? And the truth is, in everything in life, you can use this principle. Even when I'm really mad at someone, okay? I could guilt them and say, you jerk roommate, how could you slam the door? Like, you wake me up in the middle of the night, right? How could you do this, that? And you have a responsibility as a Jew to, you know, close the door nicely, or extend that to any situation. Or I can say lovingly, I'm sure from your perspective you have a different background and you have a different door closing backgrounds, but as a loving act of kindness, could you please try to be more sensitive to my needs, because I have a need for sleeping and that wakes me up. So not guilt trip, not Musser, not, oh, you're a Jew, you have to do this, the Chiyav, this is the Raita. Simply, like, as a loving gesture, could you please help me out? And then everyone wants to do good. Everyone naturally wants to be loving and kind. It's just the way we phrase it. Okay, so this is great marriage advice, okay? And it's great roommate advice, but it's great advice for life. Whenever we want something in life, we can do it in a muster way, or we can touch on the person's natural desire to do to be kind and loving. And if we do that, people will want to help us out. It's mamash a win-win. I'll close with one final Gadol story. It's my friend Daniel. Maybe one day you meet him. He's an Ish boy. And I learn with him sometimes. And he's an amazing... I'm going to send him this year afterwards. But he's an amazing example of someone who I think exemplifies this concept of mitzvahs with kavana, of chesed with kavana. I this is how I met him. I needed help taking down my sukkah, so I asked a buddy of Eish. I sometimes, you know, teach the Eish guys. He ran over. He, like, was taking down them all. He's like, what more can I do? What more can I do? That's just his personality. This morning, I called him up. Last night, I called him up and said, we need help making a minyan. Neely's making a Kralbach minyan here on Shabbos. And we're trying to make a minyan. So I said, can you help me out? He said, I'd love to, Rabbi, but what can I do? Like, I'm away for Shabbos. He then calls me up an hour later and says, but don't worry about it, Rabbi. I asked around a bunch of Ish guys. I got three guys for you, you know, to help make the minyan. This is a 20-year-old kid at Ish. He's a Baal Tshuva. His mom is just starting the journey. Like, this is a guy in my life who, like, he sees every mitzvah as an opportunity to do this. He's doing it with a kavana. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. Right? I have another guy here, Yakir, who didn't plan this, but, like, last year we started doing a little chesed together. With you know, helped out with taking the extra food. And then he takes it upon himself. He's going to organize all the extra food. He's going to organize visiting this our good friend David. He's going to take it upon himself, and not only is he going to do that, he's going to do it with love. He's going to generate more chesed and kindness in the world. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all be inspired by the dolim that are all around us, and have a Friday and a Shabbos, and hopefully a whole week full of doing mitzvahs with kavana, with love and kavana. Have a great Shabbos. Awesome.